الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا، وقال: إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Previously we had made mention of a few verses of Surah Kahf, and great fadail has been mentioned in the ahadith regarding the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, which ulama have explained that the 10 first verses serve as a summary of the entire surah. But normally a summary is something which is complex, things are not mentioned clearly, it's difficult to understand. And thereafter in detail Allah Tabarak Ta'ala starts going slowly, slowly through what man should expect to see in an era which will be known as an era of evil, fitna. And fitna means imtihan. And if there is no imtihan, there will never be taraqqi. So ending of those 10 verses, in the first few verses, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala had made mention that in this fitna, there will be more the Christians involved than even the Jew. And that's what we see around us, where the Jew always plays a silent partner, doing everything behind him. But every war that is fought is going to be fought with a Christian arm. And Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explains why the Christians will take part in this war so much. And he spoke about kaburat kalimatan takhruju min afwahihim, because of one aqidah of theirs, which was waladiyat, that Jesus is the Son of God. And that spoiled the entire church. People lost faith in their own religion, and majority of the Christians thereafter became atheists. And after atheism, the next stone is devil worship. And that's what we find presently in the world. How many of them have joined secret societies, have become part of the Freemasons, anti-Semitic, what they call Samaritans. And these are different groups in the world, in every country with a different name. And why Christians will join this? Because in their own Christianity, they have found no happiness. Finally, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا. That whatever you find around you in this world, and whatever will be made muzayyan, smart, adorable, attractive, which will pull the eye of people, for which people will work, they'll give their lives, they will give their deen. So I can have a smart house, I can have a nice car, I can have luxury, I can go for this holiday. To be able to do this, I have to give, be prepared to sacrifice a lot. And the first thing that you have to sacrifice is your deen. So Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, all this on the earth has been made zinatan, very, very beautiful. لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. But the maqsad of beautifying it all was not so that man falls in it, so that it could serve as an imtihan paper, a sheet. And when that sheet is put in front of a student, you will have some ustads who prepare a very wonderful sheet. The writing looks very smart. It doesn't mean if the writing is smart, however, the questions are easy. And another ustad, the imtihan starts when trying to work out what the question is. The writing is so terrible. But if the question is easy, mubarak, it's easy. But no one ever looks at that paper, the imtihan paper, and says, what a paper, lovely paper, beautiful paper. And he gets thrilled with the questions. And he looks at the questions over and over. Everyone knows, no matter how the questions are, the results will be on the answers. And when the answer paper is written, that question paper will be taken and squashed. You might look at it and show your friends, what a lovely paper. If it was a hard paper, you'll squash it right at the beginning. But in the end of the day, the imtihan paper is always squashed. And what your answers were, that really matters. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, this whole world was made as an imtihan sheet. But many people fall into the imtihan paper. They get thrilled with the buildings, with the cars. And their whole life goes at looking at the imtihan. And they never start writing the answers. وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا. Remember, one day this whole imtihan sheet will be made squashed up. It will be one flat plane now, and it will be time for graduation. At that time, who gave the right answers, Mubarak to him. At that time, the man who never started answering. And it was told, time is up. 3 hours is finished, go out. That person had to leave this world. He never started the imtihan. So when he stands up on the day of Qiyamah, what answer will he give? Thereafter, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, which would have been a normal question in the hearts of every single person who thinks, when man is told that it's an imtihan, and you have to pass the imtihan. So the first thing that man says is, the imtihan is too difficult. The imtihan is too difficult. If you go to the principal and you say, this Ustad's imtihan, it's a killer. No one can answer it. But if the principal has to be able to take out old records of many students who did answer the paper, that same Ustad prepared papers for many years and many passed. Thereafter, man got no answer. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala immediately said the same thing. That if you feel the imtihan is too difficult, and if you feel the mahal, the environment is too captivating, and we say the times are now too hard, we have to move with the times, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. That everyone in the world, in the previous religions, and every Muslim normally grows up hearing the story, that there was a group of youngsters who were also in an environment of evil. And it was not only them, but it happened many times in history. But because theirs was famous, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned a famous waqiyah. Their environment was a hard environment. The area they were was the capital of evil. What we speak about Yunani falsafa, philosophy which came from the Greek. Their area was the Darul Khilafa of that entire Yunani world. It was comprised of Greek with their own philosophies and their own worship ideas. It was comprised of the Mashriki people, what we call the Eastern people. What you would say, people from the Asian countries. And they had different ways of worshipping. It was a place famous for sihr, black magic. And it was a place famous in technology. What was being built at that time was what you'll have nowadays. You go to certain countries, a person says, going to that country, Mubarak to you. In the past, when we were small, people would say, I'm going to America. Everyone would be open their eyes wide. You got money to go there. And when he goes there, he would buy one, two things which were models, examples, the Statue of Liberty. And he would bring it back. That would be your present. If he would go to England, he would buy a model which would show you the Bridge of England. So in that zamana, people would come to this area. They would buy the models of the buildings of that area. Technology was on its height. Every evil which you could think about, what we find, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave an example. It was all found in that zamana. And then there were a group of youngsters whose inside was just not happy with it. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, we all know how they protected themselves. The only problem was, until that time when Quran was revealed, whoever would mention the waqiyah would mention it with open eyes. And they would say that was an amazing incident. That youngsters, and they managed to pull out of an environment of evil. And how they got protected in the cave. And everyone would say, amazing. When Quran came, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, nothing amazing. That why do you think it was something amazing? Do you think that the incident of the people of the cave was from amongst our rare signs? Meaning it was nothing rare. Any youngster who pulls himself out of evil, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, I do the same with him also. It has happened million times in the past, it will happen million times in the future. It is nothing rare. If awal fityatu ila al-kahfi, it was youngsters, and a youngster is the one who gets attracted the most towards evil. But if he wants to hold firm, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, all they did was they got together. The lesson ulama have taken from this, in an area of evil, never ever stay alone. Which many a time people come to the khankas, or they want to come into khalwat. When we were by Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh, He explained to us that in this zamana, for anyone to follow the tasawwuf of the past and to say, I'll go in a cave and make Allah, Allah, he says, within 5 days, shaitan will grab him. In this zamana, it is that you have to find Allah khalwat together with jalwat. You will have to mix with many people and then you will find your Allah. That is why nowadays when i'tikaf takes place in the last 10 days of Ramadan, ulama, mashaykh encourage people that instead of making your i'tikaf in one masjid alone, where at night shaitan will hit you, make sure there's a group of people with you. That person will say, no, I want to be alone with Allah. That alone doesn't work in this zamana. In this zamana, no one is ever alone. As soon as man just closes his eyes, shaitan is there already in his mind. His phone is ringing. On the phone, there's the internet. Man is never alone in this area. In this era, if you got a group of people, each one will protect the other from evil. So Allah Tabaruk Tala said, it was a group of youngsters who got together. إِلَى الْكَهْفِ, and the first thing they said to do is what we need to get out of the environment. As long as we remain in the environment and say we will fight against the evil, it will never happen. Hazrat Murana Ilyas Rahimullah, when he started the work of Tabligh, one of the main principles was you'll have to leave your environment. You will have to leave your home, the thing you love. These youngsters had to leave their companions, their friends. They had to leave all the items of enjoyment they had. They had to leave their homes, they had to leave their environment. They had to go to a place which was going to be far from the rest. In Arabic language, a ghar is a cave which is a small cave, like the ghar of Hira. And a kahf is that thing which is a very huge cave, which can go underground for miles and miles. And you'll have different mazes. But it is away from what we call civilization. Allah Tabaruk Tala made ishara that to be protected from evil, you cannot be in the city. Because in the city is where all the evil takes place. You'll have to come out of the city. Many years ago when the Khilafat was going to be destroyed, which we never saw but we read about, heard about, and it was an era which those ulama who saw it, their hearts then gave up. They were on the level of mayusi, that now it's finished now. Now wait for Hazrat Mehdi, there's nothing else. When they saw the entire Muslim world brought down. So Turkey was the first target, because Turkey was ruling the whole Muslim world. And where you break Turkey, you have broken the rest. So a whole plan was made how to get Turkey. And it started long before that, where people were now sent to Turkey. From Turkey, the young Turks were taken to Britain. They were trained, they were prepared where they will be in Turkey, what they will start doing. And lodges of Freemasons started years before the final collapse took place. So when all this was happening, there were great mashaykh at that time who already understood that very soon, when evil is going to hit and the Jaliyat is going to come here, whoever stands up and says, I'll fight against it, he will be killed immediately. Whoever will remain in the city will either lose his life or he will have to become murtad. So at that time, those mashaykh whose nazar was on the surah of Surah Kahf, they encouraged thousands and thousands of their murids that we find that the times in the future are very, very bad. So start selling whatever you got. And their murids sold. And after selling whatever they had in the main areas, they moved with their sheikh right into the jungles, into the forests, into the mountains. Whoever moved when Turkey was hit, their deen was protected. When people go to Turkey today, they get amazed that they still see people with kurta and beards, turbans. And they wonder that Turkey is a modern country, where you survive. The person says, no, we were outside. We were far away into the dead areas. When evil came, it hit the city. Whoever was gone far away, they were never hit. In this zamana also, when mashaykh, they think about setting up a madrasa, a place for tarbiyah, they'll never do it in the main city. Because in the main city, you're always covered with fitna. They will always take you out. Hazrat Murana Qasim Nanotwi Rahimullah, when he saw India destroyed, the deen of India, and Delhi was the center of ilm, where Hazrat Shah Walillah Rahimullah started everything. And because everyone around there was, all the system was in place, it was near to all the asbab, which is called dunyawi asbab. You will think near the airport, near the police station, near the offices. So if he had to start a Darul Uloom, he would have started it there in Delhi. But Allah Tabaruk Tala put it in his mind to establish deen, now you will have to go out of the city. And he had to look for a place which was going to be a deserted place, which at that time was called Dioband, which there was hardly anyone there. There was one tree. There was a small place called a small masjid. A place which was far from environment, from people, from fitna. That is the only place man will get protected. The work of tabligh is the same thing. It will take you out of your environment and bring you in a masjid. In a masjid, you will never find a television. In a masjid, you won't find an internet cafe. In a masjid, whatever you find out of the masjid, you'll never find. And then more and more, if a person wants to get taraqi of iman, he'll have to go into villages, areas. They will send you on a walking gasht. You will have to go and pedal jamaat. Now you're far from civilization. Now even if you had a cell phone with you, it doesn't work anymore. At that time, man, Allah tabarak ta'ala starts inspiring with what he gets inspired. People enter the khanka in the month of Ramadan. The first elan is made that if you really want to benefit your cell phone, please leave it in the office. But just like how in the madrasa we have same problem, the murids who come also in Ramadan come with the cell phone. And even if we have a checkup to check who got a cell phone, it will be hidden like how the students hide. That student, Mubarak to him, who can say that I came here protected from fitna. One thing only, that phone must not come with me. Because as long as that phone is with me, shaitan will show you thousands of bahanas why you need it. But in the ending it is that he is just bringing the outside world back with you again. Allah's door will open up when you have to pull yourself out, completely separated from all the outside world for a few days. And thereafter you will see what will happen to you. فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. When they were going to leave the outside environment now, they made two duas. They made a dua for maddiyat and they made a dua for ruhaniyat. The dua for maddiyat is, oh Allah, I'm leaving my house, I'm leaving my mother, I'm leaving my father. And I'm going now in an environment which I knew nothing about. So obviously I'm insan, I need someone to wash my clothing. I need someone to cook food for me. I need someone to give me a place to sleep. And obviously it's not going to be five star like what I had at home, but at least something. So I said, oh Allah, can you please arrange for me an outside? And every student, I don't think when you all left your home, you all ever made that dua. But when you all came to madrasa, all was arranged by Allah tabarak ta'ala's mercy. Your clothes were going to be washed, although it was not going to be five star, but at least it would have at least one star. But if you expect to get the five star, then you left the wrong place. If you wanted five star, it was going to be at home. The reason of leaving it was to find Allah. So in Allah's mercy, He made intizam of maddiyat around you also. You'll get a phone. Sometimes it will work, sometimes it won't work. Sometimes it will go through and then it will get cut, but at least the phone is there. You will get your washing, you will get your food. They made that one dua. Oh Allah, we'll be in a cave, but at least something can be sent to us. They weren't asking for biryani and the best of food. They were saying some food that comes, we want to protect our deen. And the second thing is they said ruhaniyat. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. That, oh Allah, the area we go to, let our spiritual life be enhanced in that area. Let there be certain people who will look after us there. Someone to guide us, because we're leaving and going in a cave. How we know what to do after that? Every person who comes to a madrasa, two duas he makes. And Allah tabarak ta'ala can open up his future. A man who goes in jamaat, one fikr he got that, oh Allah, make the journey easy for me. That's his maddiyat. And one more dua he has to make that, oh Allah, ruhaniyat, open it up for me. There will be many who will go in the path of Allah and they'll come back also with zero. They prepared their sleeping bag, they prepared their mosquito repellents, they prepared their 10 foods. How many things? They had a whole list. When we were in the final year, one student came to explain to us what you'll need for the next 1 year. It was like an army list, that whole list. So everyone went and started buying that list and how expensive it is. But when the mashayikh, when people go that side, they tell them, you know, you all came with all the asbab. One thing you'll never about was ruhaniyat. The man never brought a kitab of du'as that I'll read on the journey. What sunnah du'as to learn. He never brought a small Quran. Those things which were ruhaniyat, the mind never went to. He thought that will be prepared. These youngsters made two du'as. Oh Allah, my maddiyat also, my ruhaniyat also. And Allah tabarak ta'ala looked after them and He will look after anyone who goes looking for these two things. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. In reply to the dua, Allah tabarak ta'ala says, the first thing we did was we closed the ears. سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. For many years, the ears had to be closed. Closed from what? From whatever we hear around us. Which a man, normal person, will wake up. Which ulama have mentioned, تَرْبِيَةِ. If you want to find, you will never find it staying it outside and coming to study in a madrasa. You will have to board. Because when you bored in the morning, you wake up having breakfast, you can't be listening to the radio. Whether it's Radio Islam, Channel Islam or 702, in the end of the day, you're hearing what's happening from outside. And as you hear, the person is listening to the news, and he heard so-and-so was robbed, so-and-so was murdered, so-and-so was killed, and automatically the jarathim, the worms of modern-day propagation, starts coming in the mind. When news, the maqsad outside was to warn people that so-and-so got robbed, watch out. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote, actually news came to incite other people to do the same crime. Whoever reads the newspaper, the same thing will play on his mind, same thing. Example, I'll give an example and I'll just show you how it works. And then after that, we'll make tawbah from the example. Hazrat Murana mentioned that in India at one time, a certain movie came out. So at that time, it was still, that evil was still on its start. At the moment now, presently, everything is shown on the television. But at that time, it was still at least looked after to a certain level. So they had one scene on that movie that there was a woman who was now undressing. And as she started undressing, a train went past her. So that man on the other side, or the viewers now, they're looking, but then just at the right moment the train came, or the wrong moment. And as the train went, then she finished her undressing and she put up a new cloth. So there was one person who went 10 times to see the same movie. So some friend of his asked, you already saw the thing one time, two, how many times are you going to see it? He said, at least one day, at least the train might be late. But you will see now, when you will leave the masjid, you will also start thinking of the train. Just because you heard the joke. This is what propaganda is. As you go out, you will also start thinking, I wonder what would have happened if it was late. Nothing would have happened. But this is television, this is radio. That person, he says, I'm listening to the news. But as soon as the news finishes, he'll never press the button off. He'll wait to listen to the sports also. He says zimnan, and he'll listen to the sports. The maqsad of putting it on was the sports. And as it starts, then he'll hear about someone else, what movie has come out now. And he'll say, I only do it for the news, because we have to be aware of current events. He starts on the internet just looking at what's happening in Afghanistan. But he doesn't stop there after that. He just carries on, and he falls back into it again. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, for hifazat, the first thing was the ear had to be closed. For many years, you had to be saved from an outside environment. And when a student comes in the madrasa, which Hazrat Murana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatuh says, that in his mind, he can't understand a better tarbiyat gah than the madaris, which our akabir have made such that the person who comes there has actually come into the kahf of ashab kahf. And the muntazimeen try their hardest to keep the outside world out. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ Everything is closed. And if you really need any important information of what's happening in the world, then you'll have the articles on the border. Few articles to say so-and-so died, so many Americans killed, so many British gone out. Nothing else you need. But you will find a student, every Friday he'll make sure I go to the top-tops. I got my internet messages to send. And in that day he finds out the whole world again. So every week he comes to the cave, and every week he goes out of the cave. Every week in the cave, every week out. He gets washed also, he gets dirty again. Washed again, dirty again. Sinina adada, few years you need. The madrasa syllabus has been made for 7 years, 6 years. Imagine that student who can do it. And it's not difficult. If those youngsters said, we're ready for it, they did it. And they were not of this ummah. They were of a previous ummah. And they never have a murshid to tell them, do this, do that, do that. They never have Quran to read. It just came in their mind that we have to get out of it. And they did it. If they could do it, we can also do it. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِنَعْلَمَ أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا أَحْصَى has many meanings in the Arabic language. One meaning which certain mufassirin have chosen in this regard is أَحْصَى, who looked after the best. إِحْصَى, whoever protects the hukuk of something. Thereafter, when we brought them back out of the cave, or when that student will finally leave the madrasa, or when a person comes back from his 4 months and he protected himself from the entire outside environment, Allah Ta'ala says the time comes when he has to go back in the world again. But at that time it becomes clear to all, Ayyul Hizbain, that from the two jama'ats, the jama'at who protected himself and the jama'at who remained in the world, Ayyuhum Ahsa Lima Labithu Amada, who was able to protect his time the best? One student was a normal student, but he followed the cricket, he followed the news, he followed what's happening, the movies. And his 7 years also went because he brought the outside inside. And another for 7 years protected himself. When the two leave, there'll be a world of difference between the two. One made tahfiz of his awqat, protected his time, and Allah will take him flying. And another person wasted everything. And the man who's outside the madaris, that is even more harder. For them, Allah tabarak ta'ala inspired Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahimullah with the tariqah of tabligh. That if you can't go out for 7 years, then at least for 40 days go out, 4 months. But separate yourself from everything and then you will see what it will do for you. And when you will come back, you yourself will see, hey, how I protected myself. My time went so fruitful. Certain people look at the akabir and they books they wrote. And they say, this man has written so much books, if I use all my time just to read it, I'll never find time. Where he found the time to write it? It was one thing he did, he just put that rubbed on his ears. He became oblivious of the world around. And everything worked. Which many people say, if you don't know the outside halat, you can never be an alim. Because how are you going to explain to people what's happening? Our akabir, we found, they never ever involved themselves with outside halat. But Allah tabarak ta'ala inspired them with the remedies for the problems of the whole world around. They were never into the news, into history, into what America is saying, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with the rand, whether the price of petrol is going up, down. They were inspired directly from Allah. Things are happening in another country, they were writing kitabs in the side. Inspiration, if you want, you will have to be learned to put that cloth in your ear and say, I want to cut myself off from the world outside. Now that we are married and we stay outside the madrasa, it's not easy for us anymore. How much we try, but as we go to the shop, you'll see a sign. Just that sign will pull your eye that something is happening in the world. But when you're in the madrasa, there's no sign. You have to go looking for the sign. Mubarak to that student who appreciates what he got and he holds it. It's a few years of effort. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ Allah tabarak ta'ala says, come, I'll explain more to you about them. If you don't believe it, listen more. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ They were youngsters like you. Second time it is. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ They were youngsters like you. Which you will say, I'm young. You are giving bayans about big, big stories. One alim, one person one day came to the madrasa, he gave a bayan from the minbar. He explained that when he was becoming a doctor, he went to sit in the company of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahimullah, Masihul Ummah of Jalalabad. He says, in one of the first programs, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahimullah told him, you are a youngster. You are a very young person. But he said, I guarantee you, if you carry on coming to me, within a few years, I'll make you old. He says, what it meant is, within a few years, I will give you the understanding of a very old man. That you won't be thrilled with the toys of today. And when you will see things of a matured mind. That person who's young but he wants his mind to mature fast, Allah will make it mature. Innahum fityatun. But that youngster who says, I'm young still. I still got a time to enjoy. I don't want to change. How are you going to change? Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. The first step they had to take. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, they took the first step. They never look at people around and say, kafir, kafir, mushrik, this, that. If I change, what will people say? They immediately said, we want to change. They took the first step. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ Allah tabarak ta'ala says, that's all I asked from them. The rest I did it from my side. I started increasing them with hidayat. Which you might think that there will be this barrier and there will be that problem and that problem. Just take the step. Which comes in the hadith, that man who walks towards Allah, Allah goes running towards him. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, they did the first, what was asked, and everything happened after that. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا As soon as they stood up and they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Oh Allah, you are our creator. And we will sacrifice everything for you, no matter how hard. Allah tabarak ta'ala said, we then made rabt of their heart. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ Rabt of the heart is one of the highest levels of tasawuf. Because qalb is that thing which always changes. Sometimes in this way, sometimes in that way. Now your attention is on that person, he will help me perhaps. I need to go for Umrah, that agent will give me a good price perhaps. Or it might go on that girl, it will go on that car, it will go on that house. As you're young, it will go on certain things. When you get older, it will go on other things. Which comes in the hadith, the older you get, it will go more on money, more on woman. The heart is always jumping. 5 days you'll be okay again, the next day, 6 days you're off again. You will meet a person, he said, Alhamdulillah, last 2 months I behaved and then December came and everything I lost. That heart was just changing. But if Allah tabarak ta'ala makes rabt of this heart, that the heart becomes firm on one condition, that its nazar is only on the zat of Allah, and istiqamat is now given, that whether it's December or whether it's Ramadan, it makes no difference to him. He's a man who can protect himself whether the shayateen are flying out or whether the shayateen are locked up. Rabt of the heart. which Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damul Barakatuh says, one of the poems of his Sheikh, Hazrat Murana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Partabgari Rahimullah. He would say it, which means in English, and for years of effort, and now finally I think that my heart is now getting firm. He says, today my heart can be called a heart. Today my heart can be called a heart. That now it's finally getting firm on one. The rabt of the heart where it can be firm now. No jumping. Allah Tabaruk Tala promises for who? For that person who says, oh Allah, I'm ready to make my heart a heart. All you have to do is stand up and say, I want to be amongst the Ashab Kahf. And I will not go looking outside for evil. Then evil will not come looking inside for you also. May Allah Tabaruk Tala bless us all with understanding, the ability to make amal, wa akhiru da'wana.